Thank you very much for invitation to Parameter. So it's great pleasure to be back to here after spending 2 years in Amsterdam. So today I'm going to talk about the edge iteration with surface operator and its relation to quantum integral system and also so-called, equivalent Gromovkin theory. And so it's based on the actually German suggestion in 2 years ago actually. And I got busy on the other project. Finally, I have time to complete this project. So let me begin with just reviewing the edge iteration. So edge iteration is a relation between any two gate theory on S4 and the total theory in 2D theory. And the relation can be seen at the partition, the equivalence between 4D partition function and the 2D correlation function. And the one-loop determinant corresponds to the structure constant of the total CFT. And the instanton partition function for the gate theory corresponds to Kronhoff block of 2D total CFT. I think most of the people here are familiar with this story. So, and this story gets, and I mean, in particular interesting when you insert some defects. And there are two types of defects in the 6D perspective. One is the M2 branch attached to the 2D I mean, codimensional 4 submanifold of the M5 range. And I call it codimensional 4. And the people here call M2 brain surface, M2 brain surface defect or something. The other is some intersection of M5 range, which is a codimensional 2 or 4D submanifold M5 range. And so the codimension 4 defects also, I mean, generates so-called the, I mean, there's a three way to do the partition of 2, a 2, 0, 1, 1, or 0, 2. And the corresponding partition, corresponding to this partition, you get some defects in the in 4D theory. And the corresponding operator in 2D total theory is listed here. And the M2 brain surface operator is, studied by the other AGT plus Gukov and Verlinde recently, Jam and Bruno has classified the M2 brain surface operator. And the other way to realize surface operator is the codimensional 2 defect. And since the other two direction wraps on the Riemann surface, it changes the theory from total theory to the other 2D CFT, especially it changes the symmetry of the 2D CFT. And we will, in this talk, we will focus on codimension 2 defect, codimension 2 surface operator. So the surface operator, this codimension 2 surface operator is actually the, has a, I mean, there are two ways to describe this codimension 2 surface operator. One is imposing the singular behavior on the gauge field along the, let's see. So we consider the S4 partition function or squashed S4. And you have a grid, in the grid circle, you have a S2. And then the defect is living on this S2. And we impose the singular behavior on this S2, and where this theta is actually the angular, let's see, angular coordinate of the normal bundle along S2. And there's R is the radial direction, S theta is the angular coordinate of the normal bundle. And we just impose some, the holonomy along this normal bundle, like this way, and we insert a phase factor, which can be expressed like this way. And I will explain what's the meaning of eta and this m later in a path integral. And there's the other way to describe surface operator, one is, which is called so-called microscopic description, comparing to this macroscopic description. So it's the 2,2 gate theory coupled to 4D gate theory. And 2,2 gate theory is living on this S2 surface. So first, let me explain this macro description of the surface operator. So you just specify the singular behavior on the surface of the gauge field like this way. You just specify the partition, the same eigenvalue, the holonomy eigenvalue of the alpha n one times, n two times. So you get the partition of n. N is the rank of gauge group like this way. Then the gauge group on the surface is broken to the so-called the product of u and I, and which is the actual Levy part of the parabolic subgroup of the complexified gauge group. And for example, when the alpha n minus one alpha all the same, in this case, so the Levy subgroup is su n minus one times u one, which is we call simple surface operator. And if all the holonomy eigenvalues are distinct, then the gauge group is completely broken to U1 gauge group. It's called full surface operator. And in this call, we mainly focus on this full surface operator. And if I don't specify the type of surface operator, you can just assume that my surface operator type full type. And in addition to specifying the singular behavior like this way, we just insert phase factor exponential eta times m, where the eta is the so-called electric parameter or 2D set angle. And m is a first, I would say first chunk number of the normal bundle, let's say line bundle over this S2 surface. So this is actually magnetic flux. And due to this, I mean, a special group, the condition you just impose the sum over the magnetic flux is equal to zero. So this is this macro description of the surface operator. And then once you specify the boundary condition, one can actually consider the instanton configuration. So the instanton, usually instanton configuration without any boundary condition, like without surface operator, is described like this way, I and J, and then W, we call B1 and B2, and dimension of B is equal to K, K is instanton number, dimension of W is equal to rank of gauge group, and so the modular space of instanton of with the instanton number k is described by this quiver ADH, so-called ADH and quiver. However, if you impose some boundary condition or surface operator, put the surface operator, somehow this description not valid, and so you have to consider some more complicated modular space, and this is called the affine Lomov space. And this was first studied by this Russian mathematicians. And this affine Lomov space is actually, there's a theorem by Finkelberg, this Ribnikov. This affine Lomov space, I don't know why, is equivalent to this instanton modular space, this O before space, C times C mod Cm, where the capital M is appeared in the, this capital M is the appeared in this M. Then once you have this all before prescription, one can write down this quiver ADH like quiver description of this affine Lomov space, which is given by in this diagram. This is called so-called chainsaw quiver. I mean, as you can see from the diagram, why it's called a chainsaw diagram, where the B1 and the, sorry, maybe this is a case of full surface operator. So you have, for general surface operator, you have to put this capital M, but I didn't put the general one. And where the B1 is the dimension of the B1 is given by KI, where the KI is given by some relation between instanton number and magnetic flux, and Ni is the number of the same holonomy eigenvalue Ni, this one. And so the modulus affine Lomon space is actually given by this ADHM equation plus stability condition mod gauge group. So once you have a quibble description, one can compute the so-called equivalent Necker's partition function, or in mathematics language, generic function of the modulus, generic function equivalent cohomology of modulus space on instanton by just using the equivalent action on the modulus space, which is the U1 squared times U1 to the n. U1 squared is some Cauchy torus of the space-time symmetry, and this is the Cauchy part of the gauge symmetry. And due to the orbifold procedure, you have to use some fractional equivalent parameter here. And also, there's a holonomy shift for this equivalent parameter of the gauge group, let's get Cauchy or gauge group, a parameter, like this way. And just compute the character of the equivalent action. And on the modular space, that will give us the Necker's partition function. And so this Zi is the so instanton counting fugacity. And this Zi is actually the, actually have the like the meaning of the in terms of 4D, let's see, gauge coupling and also 2D Fi parameter. And the product of Zi is equal to Q. Q is equal to, let's see, Q is equal to e to the 2 pi I tau, where the tau is a complex gauge coupling in 4D. And the T is the, T is equal to alpha plus I eta. Alpha is the holonomy eigenvalue. Eta is the electric parameter or 2D set angle I introduced for surface operator. And this T is the actually the Fi parameter of the 2.2 GSLM description, GSLM in living on this S2. And the changing parameter, you get the like this way, you can write the Necker's partition function like this way. Then when you restrict k equal to 0, actually this part of Necker's partition function only contains only the 2D non-parallel dynamics. Because if you seize off the 4D non-parallel effect, so you can just, this Necker's partition function actually see only 2D non-parallel effects. And then when you restrict k equal to 0 in the previous, let's see, this modular space, so you just specify this BM dimension, this BN is equal to 0. So it's like the pulling one of the part of the chainsaw, and it becomes the, it becomes like a handsaw like quiver. So it's called handsaw quiver. And this modular space is actually contains 2D non-parallel effects, the information on 2D non-parallel effects. And let's see, so gauge series, if you put the surface operator, somehow instanton configuration is modified. So correspondingly, the 2D, let's see, conformal block should be modified. So the let's see, the correct description 2D CFT is given by this Drinfield circle, that reduction of SLN algebra, which is described by some partition of N. Partition of N, and once you have a partition of N, you get this corresponding W algebra. And this W algebra governs the symmetry of 2D CFT. And for example, when N equal to 3 case, you get the corresponding like three ways of the there's a three way for the partition of 3. And this is like this way. And for full surface, so this corresponds to full surface operator by definition, corresponds to the affine SS3 symmetry. And for 2.1, it corresponds to so-called Polyakov-Bahashadovsky subalgebra, and which is simple surface operator. and the three corresponds to an absent. So this is the example of the W algebra. For higher rank gauge group, you have more complicated W algebra. And the equivalence between instant operation function, this Kronhoff block of W algebra has been checked. And I think if I had time, I'm going to explain how one loop determinant can be, yeah, the correspondence between one loop determinant slash constant of SL to our Westermann model. Okay, so this is the physics part of the story. And I think at least there's one mathematician here. So I'm going to explain the geometric interpretation of this AGT relation, which is related to quantization of the cohomology ring. And I'm going to explain what's the quantization of cohomology ring from now. And so it is well known that the cohomology ring of the projective space is given by this ring, the polynomial ring generated by x by some relation x to the n, where the x is the generator of PPN. Second generator of this is C of X or something like this one. And the product is given by cup product, or cup product is given by like this way. And if you have an N generator, you get just a zero. So this is a cohomology ring of project space. And once you consider the equivalent, equivalent cohomology, so which there is a S1 action on the project space, then so one can consider the S1 equivalent cohomology of project space, which is the sum cohomology of this infinite dimensional bundle. And this is actually given by like this way. So previously we had a cohomology relation in the X to the N is resolved by this H bar. H bar is the hyperplane class of this the base space P to the infinity. So x to the n is resolved by this h bar, which plays a similar role to the Planck constant, h Planck constant. So the cohomology relation, cohomology ring relation in x to the n is resolved by h bar when you consider equivalent character. Furthermore, one can quantize this cohomology relation based on the Gronhoven theory. So this cup product is quantized by using this genus zero, Gronfeld theory, by using this genus zero prepotential. So this is called quantum product, which is a quantum deformation cup product. And when you consider the cohomology ring with respect to this quantum product, you get the following relation. So the quantum cohomology ring is actually the quantization of cohomology ring of the X to the N is deformed by this quantum parameter Q. Now, furthermore, one can quantize furthermore, and which is done by Giebenthal. And Giebenthal considers something like a S1 equivalent flow homology, which is infinite dimensional, the homology theory, the infinite dimensional manifold. And this homology has a D-module structure. And for the case of project space, D-module structure is given by like this way. And this P acts on the flow homology element like this way. And so the commutation relation P and Q is given like this way. So the P can be considered as a differential operator. And this D-module structure can be thought of if you have an action of this differential operator acts on the equivalent homology, flow homology, you get zero. And the solution, so this is a quantization of homology ring of project space. And the solution of this quantum connection, or Dubrovian connection, this D-module structure is given by so-called Giebenthal J function. This is the generating function of the equivalent Gronfeld theory, and given whose definition is given like this way. And somehow this J function is related to the vortex partition function on living on this surface, the supported surface operator. And the mathematicians first interpret this J function of the J function flag variety in terms of the generic function equivalent cohomology of so-called quasi modules for quasi map, like this is done by, so this was done by the Brevin and Ettinghoff. And for infinite dimension version of this construction, it is given by the, is equal to actually the Necker separation function in the presence of surface operator. So infinite dimension version means this is J function, I mean, modular space of quasi map from P1 to affine flat variety. So the Necker separation function can be considered a J function of the affine flat variety. So the main message to mathematicians only here is the AGT relation with class set theory provides a rich arena for bus generalization on given that theory, and the quantum connection therefore appears a differential equation, Kronig's dynamical equation. So this is the main message to mathematicians. And let me move on to the more specific example. So since we have the Kuiper description of this chains of Kuiper, so we can compute Necker separation function, which is given like this way. And this actually satisfies periodic total equation. And where the U, let's see, U is the, oh, I forgot. So U is the, I think, AI square, and epsilon one, and the epsilon one is the equivalent parameter. And then once you make a change of variable like this way, so the product of Z is equal to the dynamical scale of the gauge theory, and the Zi is like this way, what I explained before, then the periodic total equation becomes like this way. It's a form like this way. And this is more familiar form where this Laplacian is given like this way, and then all the notation is given like this way. So this is actually this lambda dynamical scale gauge for the gauge theory can be sort of the some time in this quantum integrable system. So this is can be called sort of a non-stationary deformation of the total Hamiltonian. And for period MELs, you have some also microscope description of the surface operator. And so microscope description is given by this 2.2 supersymmetric gauge theory coupled to the 4D gauge theory. And so this 2D theory is at IR, this should be actually the nonlinear signal model with the complete flat variety as a target. And so for UV description is given by this Kuiper, where round node and the circle node is correspond to gauge group or vector output. And this one is the, in the 2D language, this becomes the flavor symmetry. And in the 4D language, so you can just weakly gauge. So this is a coupling of 4D and 2D system. And this UV description actually flows to the nonlinear signal of flat variety. And let's see. So since we weakly gauge this flavor symmetry, so the Coulomb branch parameter of the 4D gauge theory becomes the twisted mass of this fundamental chiral. Any questions so far? No, is it okay? And so once you have GSM description for 2D theory, one can compute the exact partition function on S2, which is given like this way. The prescription is given by Jama and Sanjay, and also the other group is Benini, Cremonetti, and Bruno is here also. And Nima is away. And so this is a Coulomb branch expression. And vector corresponds to this circle node. And this beta fundamental corresponds to this node here. And the fundamental corresponds to the last one. And then once you manipulate this, S2 partition function, one can extract the J function of flat variety, which is of this form. And this was done by Antonio here and the CISA group. And where the H is some cohomology of Bragg variety. And after manipulation, one can get also Higgs branch formula, which is given like this way. And if you look at the form, let's see, both expansion closely, and one will realize that this both expansion function is equal to the k equal to zero limit instant operation function, and which is independent of epsilon two, equivalent prime to epsilon two. So this epsilon one is identified by H bar, which is one of the radius of S2. And so right-hand side is obtained by macroscope description of the surface operator, imposing boundary condition on the gauge field. And left-hand side is obtained by the microscope description, which is the 2.2 GSM description of the surface operator. And this identity shows that at least the when you turn off the k, let's see, non-parallel effect in 4D, you get the equivalence. This identity shows that the But I don't know how you get the 2D, 4D coupled system in left-hand side using microscope description. Does anybody know? Do you know how you get the some non-parallel effect of 2D German? Do you know how you get the two, maybe 2D, 4D coupled system? I don't know, to be honest. If you know, that's fine. That'll be great. Okay, so I mean, both expansion also satisfy some differential equation, and which can be obtained by just lambda equal to zero limit of this equation, which is just the total Hamiltonian, and this is the equation. So the both expansion function is the eigenfunction of total Hamiltonian. This was obtained by Bamson Kim in the like a 20 years ago. And the one loop determinant, I don't think I have a time going to detail, but let's see. So the one loop determinant can be computed by applying for the Atiyah single index theorem. And let's see. So in the presence of surface operator, this can one loop determinant can be also obtained by like a OB4 method, like as in the instant operation function. Applying the index theorem on this OB4 space, one can get the one loop determinant in the presence of surface operator, which is given like this way. And this is actually the product of the 4D one loop determinant without surface operator times 2D one loop determinant, which can be computed by GSM description of the surface operator. And this was shown by you in the today's paper. I think you mentioned that the one loop determinant surface operator is product of the 4D times 2D one loop determinant. So that this OB4 method also works for one loop determinant. That's what I'd like to mention in this slide. And one can also consider n equal to 2 star case, and the partition function also instant partition function can be given like this way. And the Necker partition, so the n equal to 2 star theory is obtained by the compact fine M5 ring on the, let's see, Riemann surface of genus 1 with one puncture. And the corresponding cohomology block satisfy the KZB equation. So I don't know some appropriate factor, which I don't know actually in the form. So this instant operation function satisfies so-called KZB equation, where the P is the Weierstrass elliptic function. So this is actually so-called elliptic Kolmogorov model Hamiltonian. And so this is non-stationary version of the elliptic Kolmogorov model system. And there is also microscopic description for surface operator in n equal to 2 star theory. And so since the n equal to 2 star theory is the deformation, mass deformation n equal to 4, so therefore the surface operator, sorry, so the 2D theory living on the support of the surface operator also describes some deformation of 4.4 supersymmetry, 4.4, since it's half BPS in this case. So it presents 8 supercharges, and if you deform it, mass deform it, you get the four supercharges. And the natural, let's see, candidate of the IR description is NS nonlinear signal model with the targeted Cole-Tangenbaum flag variety, which is whose UV description is given by this Cleaver. And this is 4D theory, and this is 2D theory. And you have, in addition to this bifundamental, you get another bifundamental and the adjoint you have each node. And this flows to the nonlinear signal model with the flag variety, Cole-Tangenbaum flag variety. And the 4,4 supersymmetry dictates the form of the superpotential, which is like this way, trace of Q, phi, Q. And you just contracted all the gauge indices and flavor indices like this way. And one can compute similarly the S2 partition function once you have a GSM description. And you get the following vortex partition function. This is also, in this system also you get the identity between microscopic and macroscopic description when you turn off the 4D non-put effect. And this vortex partition function actually satisfies so-called, it becomes an eigenfunction of the trigonometric Karajan module system. And from the instant of partition function satisfies an elliptic Karajan module Hamiltonian. And when you turn off the 4D coupling, it becomes trigonometric. And this is the equation, the vortex partition satisfied. So this was first shown by these mathematicians. And so this monotomy matrix of this equation actually satisfy affine Hecke algebra. So this actually admits a natural interpretation in physics as the line operator acts on surface operator. So this, in the case of rank one case, this P1 case, this statement is explicitly confirmed by this Takuya and this student. And using this S2 partition function, actually one can go to the some like the twisted chiral annihilation in the mirror Landa-Gibbs model. The prescription is also given by Jam and Sanjay. And if you go to the using this relation of the gamma function, the integral expression, one can actually obtain the twisted partition function, that effective twisted superpotential in mirror Landa-Gibbs model, where for Cole-Tangenbaum flag variety, this is the expression. And if you solve the vacuum equation in the sense of Nekrasov-Shatashvili, you get the following equation. So this is a twisted chiral integration in the mirror Landa-Gibbs model. And this is called so-called Bethe-Ansatz equation for SLN spin chain. And for SL2 spin chain, for Cole-Tangenbaum Grassmannian twisted chiral integration is equivalent to Bethe-Ansatz equation SL2 spin chain. And 2 years ago, actually, this physical interpretation is put into the rigorous mathematics, which is actually whose statement as follows. So if you have a so-called commutative subalgebra called Baxter subalgebra, Youngian with SL2, this is equivalent to the quantum cohomology ring of the some product of Cole-Tangenbaum Grassmannian. So therefore, motivated by this twisted chiral integration for Cole-Tangenbaum flag variety, you get the following, statement. So if you have a higher rank Youngian, the Baxter algebra, you get the, which is, this should be isomorphic to some quantum cohomology ring of Cole-Tangenbaum flag variety. Okay, so the main non-parallel part, and so one can consider also the equivalence between the one loop determinant to the structure constant of SL2R model. So the correlation structure constant of SL2 Western model is given by like 10 years ago by Teschner and also Teschner, and whose form is given like this way. And also there is a 2-point reflection amplitude is also given by this gamma function. And the upsilon function is called is expressed by Barnes gamma function. And then one can compute using one loop determinant. Let's see. So using all-fold procedure, one can also compute one loop determinant at n equal to 2n theory, and which is given like this way. From this form, one can actually predict the form of three-point function of the SNN Westermann model, which is given by like this way. And when you restrict the n equal to 2 limit, actually this is equal to the what the Teschner has computed. So in SA2 case, the even one loop determinant and structure constant matches. And when you restrict kappa equals 0, this three-point function reduces to the reflection coefficient of the two-point function. And this also matches with the SA2 case, it matches. So therefore, so SA2 case, one loop determinant and the structure constant, there is a correspondence. For higher rank, no one has computed in the reflection amplitude and also three-point function, even in the presence of the semi-degenerate field in the SLNR Westermann model. I don't know how you compute, but this is the prediction from gate theory. If you have some idea to compute it, it'll be great. Okay. Okay, so from now, this is an ongoing work, or maybe Bruno and Jam and Hicho are also working on, I think. Actually, the reason why I came here is to discuss this topic. So using this microscopic and macroscopic description, one can also actually give the microscopic description of the surface operator in the NF equal to 2n case. So this is the Kuiper diagram in 4D theory. This is NF equal to 2n case. And one can compute Nekrasov partition function here, actually, in the 4D theory using an orbifold method. And taking the 4D coupling equal to 0, you get the vortex partition function. And from here, one can read off the Microsoft description. And this is the description. And each triangle actually contributes to quadratic term in the superpotential, to the superpotential. So you have each triangle, you have a quadratic term in superpotential, like this way. And then.
You mean cubic?
Cubic, sorry. I say quadratic? Yeah. Sorry, cubic. this node is, these edges are actually gauge singlet, so I don't think, I mean, I wouldn't say bifundamental, the gauge singlet mode does not contribute to the, do not contribute to the vortex partition function or 2D theory, but I think you have to put this gauge singlet mode to the 2D theory in order for the some consistency in various aspects. And this is a description for microscopic description of 2D theory. So one can easily generalize to us, okay. And one can compute the vortex partition function like this way. And the question is, this should be the so-called J function of some Higgs branch of this 2D theory, Higgs branch of 2D theory. I don't know what's the Higgs branch of this 2D theory. Somehow it should be some vector bundle of a flag variety, complete flag variety, but I cannot identify which vector bundle it is. I don't know. I mean, if you have an idea, please let me know. Somehow this should be vector bundle of a flag variety, but I don't know what the Higgs branch is. And this is a J function of this vector bundle of a flag variety. And there is a prediction by mathematical physicist Yamada. I didn't put the name on it. And this vortex partition function actually is the eigenfunction of Pan-Lebesgue 6 Hamiltonian. And the Pan-Lebesgue 6 Hamiltonian depends on the Yeah, in 4D language, KG coupling parameter, so you have to put the q equal to 0. So this should be the, I haven't checked this equation, but this should be the case. Okay, so the once you have this NF is good to n case, it's easy to generalize to this linear quiver like this way or like this way. I mean, this is easy to guess, and I think this is a description. And for example, I mean, if you forget about this Frobe symmetry, and it just, I mean, collided these two nodes, you get the n equal two star case, n equal two star case. So this node becomes adjoint, and this node becomes another bifundamental. And I think this is the correct description for this linear quiver of the when the gauge group is all the same. So this is, and then the more general quiver, or I have any idea actually. So far I haven't checked, but I don't know. Once you consider 4D theory like this way, general quiver, I mean, or can you put the like different Levy subgroup, or different surface operator each gauge node? I have no idea so far. I haven't checked it. Maybe one can compute, I don't know, bifundamental Necros operation function with different surface operator, different surface operator, different type, and compare the microscope description. Maybe that's one can consider such type of the 2D theory, but I have no idea. If you have some idea, it'll be great, but I don't know, to be honest. And then furthermore, there is a question whether one can give a microscope description of surface operator in this like a TN theory. And the 4D theory does not have a Lagrangian description. And the question is, can you give some like, I don't know, maybe some Tukumoto microscope description of these. TN theory, I have no idea so far. I mean, if you have an idea, that'd be great, but I don't know. I mean, it seems like people are working on it here. And a lot of direction one can pursue. Yeah, I think I'm running through too fast, maybe. Many directions. So the first one can study the also SN or Wesson model, and also the question is why the J function can be extracted of S2 partition function. Because I mean, in the definition of the J function, it involves so-called gravitational descendant. I don't know why how you get the gravitational descendant from the localization method. That I don't know why J function can be extracted of S2 partition function, kind of mystery. And also, yeah, this is what I'm thinking about, this microscope description surface operator, this TN theory or more general quiver theory. I don't know if you can give us microscope description. And one can lift to 5D, 3D version. And this one, I think one can also use the topological stream method. And the gauge group type is when the different, I mean, there's a question about the J function is how related to both vortex function when the gauge group is different. I don't know. Maybe people haven't looked at the different gauge type. I don't know what happened in the gauge. And the relation between codimension M2 brain and M5 brain surface operator is kind of mystery. So for SU2 gauge group, I mean, there is a work by Ribot Teschner for some relation between Libby with DGM field and the SL2 Western model. But for higher rank, I don't know if there is a correspondence. For specific theory, there may be correspondence, but I don't know. Maybe I think I run through too fast. Okay, maybe I should stop here. Thank you very much.
I'm a bit surprised that the surface operators are on the equator in your setup.
Okay.
For the operators we studied with Jarman, the surface, the stew was going through the poles in one of the directions that are picked up by the squashing of the reservoir.
Okay.
Whereas here you're on the
equator. I see. I mean, just schematic, I mean, you can just rotate.
Yeah, but, okay, but when you squash the sphere, do you know where the S4, do you know where the S2 ends up?
S2, I mean, I think it's squashed like this. Is this true?
No.
No? The other one? Like this way?
Okay, I'm not sure, but we can discuss.
Okay. But I mean, locus of point is always north and south pole. Is it true? The instant of configuration. I mean, locus of point, you get the PPS equation instant of, right?
Okay.
And this S2 has to, I mean, pass in this north and south pole, I think.
Okay, so you
stress
that you're putting the north
and south pole. Sorry. Maybe I should write like this. But the squashing is like this way. Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, it's
sorry.
In four dimensions, so it's
okay.
Okay,
other question? Okay, if not, I stay accepted.
Okay.